TV channels throughout the Arab world are showing still photographs of what appear to be Iraqi prisoners being abused by American soldiers. The photos were first broadcast on the CBS News program 60 Minutes 2. One Arab channel described the photos as evidence of the immoral practices of the U.S. military. U.S. commanders have embarked on a huge damage control exercise, but it's not yet clear how effective that will be. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad.
Arabic language television stations led their bulletins with the news. The pictures were taken in Abu Ghraib, a sprawling prison outside Baghdad, where Saddam Hussein's security forces enforced their control over the population with torture and executions. It's now in American hands and home to large numbers of Iraqi detainees. As allegations of abuses against prisoners by Americans reached their TV screens, Iraqis today expressed anger. Weren't these the same forces that promised to liberate them from cruelty and abuse? Businessman Ali Ahmed.
They used to criticize Abu Ghraib, and now they're applying the same policy, if not worse than in the past.
In the conservative Islamic world, they're used to images of war on their televisions, but not to pictures like this. One photograph showed a naked man with a woman pointing at his genitals. Another showed someone in a black gown, wearing a black pointed hood, standing on a box with cables leading from either hand. U.S. military spokesman General Mark Kimmett expressed horror.
Number one, we are absolutely appalled by what we saw. There is no excuse for what you see in those photos. And those soldiers let us down. They simply let us down.
Six members of the U.S. military police are facing court-martial on charges alleging abuse of prisoners at Abu Ghraib. Several days ago, Kimmett briefed the Arabic press in the hope of containing what is undoubtedly a public relations disaster. Today he sought to stress the abuses are indefensible.
Am I going to apologize for those soldiers? Hell no, they did wrong.
Kimmett said a two-star general had been brought in as deputy commander of detainee operations. But it's doubtful, at least for now, whether this appointment will mollify Iraqi anger. Opposition to the occupation among the general public seems to have grown this month. Today, on the streets of Baghdad, the pictures only hardened this.
Well, we were affected, very much affected by these pictures, as does the great empire that calls itself America and treats the prisoners in this monstrous way. They brought with them monstrosity and destruction, disrespect for human beings. They don't respect any principle of human rights.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.